Well, here we are. It's the baptism of the Lord. Before I get started with my thoughts on this, I wanted to just say how excited I am to be able to speak to the ladies of Divine Mercy this coming Friday. So if you can make it, it's going to be a beautiful evening. It always begins with adoration, and then we offer confession, and then the talk, and then we have benediction, and a beautiful social in the back. But it's just a great way to unite ourselves with God in adoration, in freeing ourselves, detaching ourselves, right? Cleansing ourselves, detoxing ourselves through this sacrament of confession. And then just letting God come in such a powerful way as we kneel together in adoration before Him. Adoration is one of the most beautiful ways for us to deepen our certainty that this is in fact God. In the Holy Eucharist. Also, I'll be with the men this coming February 7th, first Friday. So ladies are usually third Friday, and men are first Friday. And Bishop Haying is coming. And the importance of that is that while the consecration to St. Joseph, the new book by Father Donald Calloway, is for everyone, we want to really focus on the men, okay? We're heading into a really challenging year, right? The election obviously is part of that, but it's going to be a very, very, very challenging year. We need to be strong, okay? That's why we'll talk about prayer, you know, the power of prayer, and all the ways in which we can become strengthened in our spiritual lives with the ladies, and then with the men, you know, they'll be prepared for what's going to happen nationwide. Is the 33-day preparation for consecration, which will start 9 days, a novena of days after we meet with the men on February 7th. So February 16th, okay, that begins that. I'm going to be giving out the book to the men. I'm giving out prayer books to the ladies, and it's going to be amazing coming up. And also to let you know that this Wednesday night, Doug Barry and I, with our new Grace Force podcast, will be with Father Chad Ripperger, okay? So that's going to be amazing. You know, I was listening again to the talk that he gave here. I think it was in November of 2018 that he was here with us, and the church was packed, and it was just a glorious night. And a lot of people are saying it was one of the best talks he's ever given. If he can beat the others. I mean, a lot of people are just addicted. You go on YouTube and listen to Father Ripperger, and people just get addicted to it. It's just so powerful. And so informational. But he talked to us that day about the levels of spiritual warfare, right? But he delved into, I like the part where he talked about the five generals of hell, right? And he said, you know, the first one was Baal, the top general. And Baal is the god of sexual pleasure, right? Sexual indecency. And he said that entered into our culture once we were cool with people, you know, engaging in sex for pleasure before marriage. And then he went on and just went and talked about each of the generals. And you listen to this, you're going, yeah, that happened. You know? I mean, and it's here. And we need to do battle. And while we're doing, we know that, okay, we also have factions or entities that are going, oh, no, don't use militaristic language. You know, let's not talk about battles. You know, let's talk about Jesus, who's our friend, and we can hold hands. And, you know, and because if you talk about that stuff, you know, people will get turned off by it. I don't agree with that. And in fact, I think the opposite is true. I think the whole, you know, Jesus is our friend and, you know, he's cool with our sins kind of thing watered down the face so much that people just began saying, well, why bother with it? You know, why bother with it? So here we are celebrating the baptism of the Lord, right? And it came to him in a power, right? But that's meant to emphasize something to us. That Jesus, yes, Son of God, he has a power, okay? But it talks about that, and the heavens opened up for him, all right? And the Spirit of God came upon him, right? All right? But then what happened? You know, after he was resurrected, he came into that upper room, and he breathed on those first bishops, the apostles, and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Okay? A power. And then, we've talked about this before, and then, in an unbroken succession down to our bishop, during that chrism mass during Holy Week, right? The bishop blesses the oil, but with the chrism oil, he actually stands over it and he breathes out what those first apostles, those first bishops breathed in. A power into that oil that is then placed on everyone who becomes baptized, that chrism. And you receive power. And your superpowers, right? Your superpowers are priest, prophet, and king. Not ordained priest, but priest, the idea that we're, you know, I like to look at it this way. We're hanging on to God's hand. One of my favorite psalms, you know, is with his right hand, he holds me, right? That beautiful image of Jesus reaching in and pulling Peter out who's drowning. We hang on to God's hand, and we're hanging on to the person's hand we're praying for. See, we're intermediaries. We're intercessors. If we cooperate with that power, prophet is Lord, help me to give me the right words that I may, in your name, enlighten this person I'm talking to. And then king or queen for ladies, you know, what is that? That's people see, you know, incredible joy and just a peace and an urgency to want to help, love, a selflessness. And they go, "Well, that's incredible. What did you find? I want that." See? You're leading people, king, queen. You're leading people to Christ by your very lives. Okay? You know, we're going to talk about the power of prayer this Friday. And I was recalling this week as I was preparing for this that it's a lot of football going on right now, right? With the playoffs and everything. I hope you enjoy it. Lou Holtz, one of my favorite people, he coached the Notre Dame from 86 to 96, I think it was. But the first thing he said, I saw an interview he did. The first thing he did when he got that gig was he wanted to know the history of Notre Dame football. And one of the things he found was that they used to have way back in the day a sign in the tunnel, and the players would hit the sign on the way out of the tunnel onto the football field. And the sign said, "Play like a champion today." He says, "Where's that sign? I want that sign." I don't know if he found it in the store or if he made a new one, but during his days, and I think it's still going on, you know, they hit this sign, "Play like a champion today." And Coach Lou Holtz said, you know, I wanted them to think about all the people, as they hit the sign, think about all the people in your life who played a role in getting you to Notre Dame. And then two, all the great athletes before you who helped build this great tradition. And then three, the obligation you have to your teammates not to let them down. So I thought, that's awesome. I actually was in Montello when the whole movie Rudy was big. And his parents were in my parish, Dan and Betty Rudiger. And so I got, you know, really into Notre Dame. And this whole thing about this sign. So I said, we need to do that. So over here, there's a door going into the undercroft of our church here. And down, just like it looks like in the Notre Dame tunnel, they go down some stairs and there's the sign. Well, you can go down these stairs and there's the sign. And it says, "Pray like a champion today." That's a superpower we've been given. Pray like a champion. You know, pray like your greatest saint that ever lived. Why not? You know, why shrug that off and just say, well, you know, that's for those saints over here, but it's not for me. And, no, we're all called to do that. You see, listen, baptism brings us into union with God, but also with each other. We're a family. We're a family. Or you know what we could call ourselves? We're a team. We're in this together. And we've got to be victorious over the powers that are devouring our loved ones in the world. We got to pray like we got to pray as a unit too. That's why too, I made every effort I could with this, what I call the United States Grace Force. We're getting near 60,000. That's a powerful force. So I ask people when they go down that tunnel to hit the sign. But here's what I ask them to think about. Think about all the people in your life who played a role in leading you to the divine life when you hit that sign. Think about all the saints and all the ancestors who have built this tradition of holiness when you hit that sign. And then three, think about your obligation to the living and deceased members of the Catholic Church who are counting on you to make a difference in the world with this precious gift of life that God has given you. We've been given a power. Wow. We can cooperate that, which means basically believe in it and rely on it. Cooperate with that power of supernatural grace. Or we can be content to sit on the bench. I don't know about you, but I want to get in the game with all of you. We're a team. Satan's going down. Let's pray like a champion today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.